Well, after that game when we tied 1-1, we actually move up in the standings. We move up to a tie for fifth place.
That's how important the points are. Yeah. And that was my conversation with the head of the referees. Well, the people in charge. Oh. Well, the referees too. But yeah. You know, I told them after the game. I just said, hey, it's so important. Like it's very important. How do I go and tell my team that that's not a trip or you missed the call or whatever? You know, you guys can just get in your car and go home, and you don't have to live with it. We have to live with that. That's why you want them to make sure they're doing what and I know they you know, hey, they do a great job. I wouldn't want to put myself in that situation. I mean, they're trying to get it right. I understand that, but it's just very important. But like I said, the points are so important. We get one, we move up in the standings, you figure it out. But we got one more point, we even go higher in the standings. So and every point, the way this league is, it's going to come down to, you know, tiebreakers and whatnot for home ice in the playoffs, and maybe even who makes the playoffs. So it's going to be a great battle, and every night's going to be exciting. And it's good to see we finally scored some goals too. So that was nice.
And we'll get two more shots at these guys later on down there.
Well, we will, and they're going to be good games. Like I said, Bowling Green hadn't been outshot maybe two or three games all year out of their previous 18 games, and to come in here and, you know, we put up, you know, 40-some shots both nights on them. You know, I think, you know, you start to look at the pauses and the good things you can take away from the games. And like I said, there's a lot of good things. It's easy to be negative, Derek. It's easy to feel bad about things and this and that and hum and haw. But you know what? Just look at the games. Just look at the games and how well we're playing and the good things going on. And eventually, you know, Rome wasn't built in one day. So it's going to take time. These guys are learning how to win. We've had guys who've had some tough years here, those seniors, you know, and they're still learning to have a little handle success and what you need to do in situations to win those games. And we're getting there, and we're going to get there. And I can't wait to play Michigan State in the GLI.
It's coming up soon.
Another crack at them, yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We have your questions coming up. Your last chance to get a question in from Mel, DJ@themix93.com. The Mel Pearson Show continues right after these.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Join the crowd. Whether you're single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, the Turbo Agency can help you put together an insurance program that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. The Turbo Agency, an independent insurance agency offering more insurance companies to choose from. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. The Turbo Agency, serving the entire Keweenaw from downtown Hancock.
Stock up on all your holiday cheer at Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. All 12 packs of bottled beer priced to move. Coke 2 liters, 4 for $5 or $1.59 apiece. All 7-Up and Pepsi 12-pack cans are 2 for $8 or $4.29 each. Check out Bucko's for your holiday scotches and a large selection of booze gift sets, and keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags for $5. All sales do not include taxes or deposits at Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, where the party starts.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room, the smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease, the smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it, protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Nominelli, and Joe Strong. Give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call for your superior smile, 482-3621.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Invest Financial Corporation, member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show. I want to remind you that if you want a fail-safe way to enjoy everything this year, just head over to your local retailer and pick up some ice cold Coke Zero. See what they did there? Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combined to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then what else is possible? Coke Zero. Enjoy real Coke taste and zero calories. And don't forget to pick up all your favorite Coke products at your store. Hancock Bottling, Coca-Cola. Mel Pearson is with us, and we are going to go to the email box and get some questions for Mel. I have not even previewed these, Mel, so we'll go right to them.
Yeah, let's fire.
How big a roster are we taking to the Great Lakes Invitational?
Yeah, good question. We can, because it's during the break, we can take our whole team there. So we have 29 players on our roster. We'll take everybody there. We can dress, we can only dress 18 skaters and 3 goaltenders. So out of those 29, we can dress 21 players. You know, I told the team I would like to somehow get everybody involved in that game. You know, last year we won the first game and we put in, I think, four or five new players the next night, partly because of the break. You know, you get guys away and the condition really becomes a factor. And, you know, I'd like everybody, obviously, to have the chance to experience playing in the outdoor games. But having said that, we have to put our best foot forward, too. So we'll travel 29. And it's tough on the guys who aren't playing, you know. But we're, you know, here's what we're trying to do. Our coaching staff is trying to put out the best team that we feel will give Michigan Tech the best chance to win that game each and every night. And I know there's some tough decisions to be made, and some people probably don't understand why player A is not playing over playing B, but we're there every day. We see things every day. We watch the games over and over and over. We talk to a lot of people, you know, on our staff about different things and what's going on, and we rate all our players. So that's what goes into it. So, you know, and I hear from time to time, well, how come this kid's not playing, or the coach is a jerk, he should be playing this kid or whatnot. But you know what? My responsibility is to Michigan Tech and our fans and our alumni and our players. And they know. The players are smart. They know. They see it every day in practice. So that's what we're trying to do.
All right. After the Great Lakes, this is something you and I have been talking about off the air, Coach. After the Great Lakes, will the team come back to Houghton?
Well, you know, we go from the Great Lakes, and then we play up in the Sioux against Lake Superior. So we will not. We will, because there's no school and whatnot, we'll stay down in the Detroit area and practice for a couple days and attend the Winter Classic game, you know, because we're missing Christmas and we're going to have to practice on Christmas Eve. So that's sort of our Christmas gift to the team. We'll take them the Winter Classic game, which leads me into, we do have a few tickets left over. We have a handful of tickets. So if there's any listeners out there that are looking for tickets for the Winter Classic game, Detroit-Toronto, January 1st, they can call Mike Stevens. And we'll give them Mike Stevens' number, obviously, and put it on the air. And they're $150 a piece, though, Dirk. So that's not cheap. But anyway, it's a once maybe in a lifetime event that you'll see Detroit-Toronto play an outdoor game like this at Michigan Stadium.
Let me find that number here, see if I have it here. Michael Stevens, here's the number, folks, if you're interested in purchasing those Winter Classic tickets. 906-370-7717. It's 906-370-7717.
Might be a nice Christmas gift for somebody.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Next question. Could the Winnipeg Jets advise Jamie that they'd like to see him go elsewhere to get more playing time?
Oh, sure, yeah. You know, Winnipeg Jets have drafted
Jamie Phillips, by the way.
Yeah, drafted Jamie Phillips. So, you know, they could do that, sure. You know, depending where they see him in the organization or what's going on. And it's not like Jamie, you know, obviously they want guys to play, and Jamie wants to play also. But, you know, he has to just wait his chance and wait his opportunity. And we like Jamie as a goalie. We think he can go in and win games and whatnot. The reason, and people might want to, you know, wow, why'd you go back with Phoenix Copley after the outing he had Friday? And really, it's because we challenged him. And anytime we challenge a player, we'd like to give that player the opportunity to, you know, take on that challenge. And he did. And I thought he played well. You can't fault him on any of the goals on Saturday night, and played, made some extremely good saves to get us the point.
Listener, Coach said, first of all, wants to say good effort this weekend. The guys were skating hard, but no one could find the back of the net. The question is, do you see number 7, that'd be Reed Sturrows, playing more minutes going forward? From what this person sees in the stands, he says he's always passing tape to tape. It's something you don't always see, but it's noticeable with him. Some of the other forwards and defensemen are throwing it in the skates or knee high. I'm not sure who number 7 is. It is Reed Sturrows, but he's young and big.
Well, you know, he's done a good job, and that's he's made great strides. And I think one thing we were on read about earlier was just his intensity and coming to practice every day was something to prove and to get better and to push and to come outside of his comfort zone. I think sometimes they come in and they're just happy to be there. And I'm not saying that's how Reed was, but he's made really good strides, and he actually is getting more ice time from what he did. Well, number one, he's actually playing now than maybe
yeah,
he was.